This is a CBC podcast.
Now for something a bit different. We recently did an episode on White Coat Black Art on sports betting addiction, which is on the rise in Canada and especially in Ontario, and the enormous physical and mental toll on Canadians with sports betting addiction. Now, our colleagues at the Fifth Estate are also looking into it in an upcoming episode. They went to the UK to see how sports betting is playing out there, and it's quite the cautionary tale for Canada. Co-host Bob McCune is here to tell us what they've learned. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Brian.
On our show, we spoke with a man named Noah Weinberg. He has a gambling addiction, and he's in recovery. He told us how sports betting has upended his life, and he predicted that there will be thousands more people like him in the not-too-distant future here in Canada. You looked at sports betting in the UK, which has had legal gambling for, what, more than 15 years?
A decade and a half.
What impact has it had there on people's health?
Well, you can probably guess, knowing this issue as you do. But the question of what you could find out in the UK came up almost immediately when we started to research the subject of the impact of these new laws in Canada. From supporters of legalized sports betting who would say to us, you know, if you really want to know what the issues are in Canada or what could happen in Canada, check out Great Britain. Yeah, they're a lot like us, the place, the people. They love betting, especially on sports. It's been legal and government regulated for a decade and a half, and they're doing just fine. Or at least so goes the argument. So we went to Great Britain to see if that stands up, and certainly there are various opinions about it. What does the UK situation today tell us about Canada's legalized gambling future? Well, Here are some of the facts and figures that we could derive. In the UK, gambling addiction and suicide are major problems, and they're recognized as such. Over the recent years, 1.4 million people have been accounted as gambling addicts. And of those addicts, 55,000 are under 18. In other words, they're legally children.
Yeah.
And there's another even more tragic fact here. A recent study by the government into a lot of the issues attendant here found that annually about 400 gambling addicts take their own lives. Now, we couldn't find comparable Canadian statistics in each of those categories, but there is one for the global number of gambling addicts in the UK and in Canada, 1.4 million in the UK. In Canada, just 300,000. So even if you adjust for the difference in population, we're about 60% of theirs. Comparatively, Canada looks pretty good. But consider this. The cautionary part of this cautionary tale is that the UK has been living with the laws that we're just getting used to, the process of gamblification, as they call it. They've been doing this for 15 years already. We haven't had 15 months of it. So the question is, given the impact that we see on the population in the UK, what will be the effect for Canadians?
So clearly some of the predictions of people like Noah Weinberg, who knows what he's talking about, have come true in the UK. Did you uncover how and why it got to be that bad in that country?
I listened to your piece, and I know everything Noah said is something that has been echoed in the research we've done and the people we've spoken to. One of the essential truths here is that this is a word they use a lot, gamblification. In Britain, when you hear that coming out of my lips, think of normalization, making people comfortable with the subject of gambling and not necessarily addiction, but gambling integrated into their daily lives. But the thing about gamblification and thriving gambling industry is that it needs addicts, you know? And they have found in Great Britain that essentially 80% of gambling profits there are generated by 5% of the customers. So you can imagine who they are. They are the problem gamblers, as they call them. They're mostly young males. And they are people who are being targeted, generally speaking. The feeling is that it's no it's no secret and no coincidence that 5% of the people are accounting for 80% of the profits, and it's at the heart of this industry.
You spoke with experts. What did they have to say?
Yeah, the man we spoke to who may know more about this than anybody else is a fellow named Dara McGee, and he is born and raised in Ireland, as you'll hear, but he was the University of Toronto soccer captain a number of years back and a Canadian University All-Star. And his love of sport and what he saw as being a thriving or a nascent gambling industry sort of led him to take his PhD in this field. He's studying the impact that all of these things are having on sports betting, and especially on young males who are the target audience here. This is Dara McGee.
A lot of them struggle to get through 90 minutes without having a bet on the game. It speaks to the way in which gambling has hardwired itself into sport in ways that have altered our very experience of sport. And I think there's a real danger that gamblification of what sport is has altered the fan experience for an entire generation to come.
That's Dara McGee of the University of Bath.
And that's just a quick reference to how technology facilitates that, smartphones and having apps, within your ready grasp. Clearly we could be looking at Canada's future. So how are British authorities trying to deal with the surge in gambling addiction? Are they trying to deal with commercials? We've heard that, for instance, that they don't air them after a certain time in the evening.
Yeah, it seems that in Britain they're taking exactly the opposite path to the one we've been seeing unfold in Canada over the past several months, and the ads are almost the key to it. In Britain, they have prohibited gambling ads before 9 o'clock to keep them away from families, to keep them away from children. In Britain, they now disallow the use of online influencers or entertainers or athletic stars in those commercials for exactly the same reason. Now, when you see what the response in Canada is, it's to get the best young players in the National Hockey League making these commercial pitches during the most important games of the season. So you have Connor McDavid of the Edmonton Oilers, and you've got
Austin Matthews
of the Leafs.
Yep.
McDavid is what they call a brand ambassador for BetMGM, and Austin Matthews is the brand ambassador for Bet99. Now, we tried to get both of them to talk to us. Neither would. However, we took the gumption to go to a Toronto Maple Leaf practice and approached Austin Matthews and asked him about this. He said he didn't want to talk about betting and sports. He wanted to talk about hockey. And I said to him, well, it's been reported you've received $1 million to be this brand ambassador for this gambling organization called Bet99. And he said, no, I don't want to talk about that. I just want to talk about hockey. Well, Wayne Gretzky is doing this as well. And you may recall that Wayne Gretzky had a very obvious and notorious link to a gambling scandal about 15 years ago in which he completely disavowed any link to gambling. He said he didn't do it, he wouldn't do it, he never would do it. And he said, in fact, something like if he were ever going to gamble, even a couple of dollars, he would call Gary Bettman, the commissioner of the National Hockey League, and tell him, Gary, I quit. That's it. I'm not going to do this anymore. Well, cut to the very dramatic ads these days, with Gretzky standing in front of the Bellagio Hotel in Las Vegas and frozen fountains a couple of hundred feet high behind him, and him telling anyone who would listen, and I presume that includes a good number of young people who still know who Wayne Gretzky is, saying, greatness is just a click away. And by that he means a click of your smartphone away.
Yeah.
Now, let's face it, Wayne Gretzky didn't get great, and he has been great by clicking his smartphone. He got great by having ungodly talent and hard work. So it just seems quite unlike the man who's giving the message.
Well, sounds like there's a lot to watch in that program. We will be watching your story with a great deal of interest. Thanks, Bob McEwen. That is the Fifth Estate's Bob McEwen. And The Gamblification of Canada airs Thursday, January 12th at 9 p.m., 9:30 in Newfoundland on CBC TV and CBC Gem. And check out our program on problem gambling, which you can find at cbc.ca/whitecoat.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.